Kina is the story of the son and the daughter of Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol. That they were taken, and they were, the captors didn't realize, they thought, each one thought they had a beautiful man, a beautiful woman, they had a beautiful slave, beautiful shivcha, and they would make children from this beautiful couple. And we know the story that they put them together, and they stayed strong and did not, and they died in the pain of recognizing at that moment that they held back and didn't follow through on their captor's wishes. What's this Kina doing here? It's a little bit strange. We've been talking about more general descriptions of pain, the suffering of Klal Yisrael as a whole. Why all of a sudden here do we have this very specific story of an individual? So Rav Soloveitchik has two ideas in his kinos, explaining what the point is here. Number one is to realize the importance of every single Jew. And sometimes when we talk about big numbers and we talk about big events, so we lose sight sometimes of the significance of every single Jew. And not only that Jew, but what the effect it has on its family when that Jew is lost. And I mentioned it, I think, on Shabbos a couple weeks ago. Actually, I spoke to Rabbi Sobolovsky a little bit about what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. So he was describing to me a little bit about, he was Menachem Avel at some of the families of soldiers who were killed in Gaza. And when you're there, you know, we go to a shiva, so we know what it's like to be in a shiva, and we know that the pain and the loss that the family's feeling. But sometimes when we read about a war, we lose sight of that, because we're thinking about the overall war effort. But when you go, as he described to him, when you go to the families and you see their tremendous pain, so to realize what every single Jew means in and of himself, but also what every Jew means for his family. So that's maybe one idea of this kina, is where we just speak about really one family, two children, and to realize that every single one is very important. Another idea, this we spoke about last night, is again the idea that through the feeling of the pain of the individual, we can use that as a mashal to connect to the pain and help us relate to the more general pain. So as we read this painful description of the death and the capture of these two individuals, so as we can relate to that pain a little bit, we can feel that pain a little bit, and through that connect to the greater pain of Klal Yisrael and the Churban HaBayis. Just a couple points from some of the lines. We say in the second paragraph, Eva lev v'nichum chadal chadol. It's a description that we are in tremendous avelus, tremendous mourning, v'nichum chadal chadol, that the nichumim, the feelings of nechama, of relief, are missing, are gone. When we call ke'ev tziri nivdal badol, and the ke'ev, my pains, the my pains that I'm describing here is nivdal badol, is totally separate, is different than any other pains in the world. And then the Paitan goes on to tell the stories we just mentioned briefly, and it goes through, and towards the end, a little more than halfway down, describes the feelings of each one of them. The heim bochim b'mar nevesh b'fachar boker b'chi asam lohid mima. Each one cried all night. And what do they cry? What do they think about? Zeh yispod b'chil v'kir levim. Said this is what they cried about. Nin aharon eich l'shivcha nieno sei. He cried out, how could it be that the grandchild of Aaron HaKohen, how could it be that a Kohen will be left to a Shivcha? And she cried the same way. Bas Yocheved Eich Le'eved Tina Sei. How could it be that the daughter of Yocheved, a Bas Kohen, how could she marry an Eved? And again, this is what we just mentioned before. The tremendous commitment of a Jew, no matter what the level of suffering is, to always be thinking about our commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's described here in these lines in the Kinos. And that we've seen throughout the history, the ability of a Jew in the worst of times, some of the things that we read about from the parents of the boys who were kidnapped, that in terrible pains of suffering, times of suffering, to rise up and to maintain tremendous commitment to Hashem. That's what we see. We cry about their loss, but we also get chizuk And we should be inspired of the description of what they went through and how they lived at that moment. Es Navi Chadashim.